Exclusive, Orthodox Church Patriarch Theophilus III message to Trump as he seeks to help end Ukraine war, blessed are the peacemakers. By Matthew Boyle on August 30, 2026. Athens, Greece, the Patriarch of the Greek Orthodox Church, Theophilus III, told Breitbart News exclusively that he is planning to embark on a mission to meet both Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to help find a way to broker an end to the Russian war in Ukraine that has torn apart the Orthodox Church. Theophilus III met with American President Donald Trump at the White House earlier this summer to award Trump one of the Orthodox Church's highest honors, the Grand Cross of the Order of the Holy Sepulchre. The Jerusalem-based Orthodox leader also left the White House with the blessing of Trump to help mediate an end to the war in Ukraine. During Breitbart News's most recent trip to Greece this August, Theophilus III agreed to an interview via written question submitted to him at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem, Israel, with plans for a deeper trip and interview in person later. Asked about his role and the Patriarchate's role in helping to heal the divide in the Orthodox Church at the center of the Russian war in Ukraine, Theophilus III said the Patriarchate of Jerusalem holds a unique position in the Christian world. Here, the Church was first revealed, Theophilus III told Breitbart News. The Patriarchate is recognized worldwide as the Mother Church, as well as being the Church of the Holy Land, the church that ministers in the places where the events of the salvation of the human race took place. Therefore, the mission of the Patriarchate of Jerusalem is not limited to a specific church or solely to the care of particular holy sites. The responsibility of this church is far broader than that. The Patriarchate of Jerusalem is a point of reference for unity, dialogue, and peaceful coexistence among peoples. We live this every day in the Holy Land, and we seek to support those in regions of the world beset by disunity and conflict. The ministry of reconciliation, both at home and globally, is our greatest challenge and our greatest responsibility today. He said his personal role is also unique, and that he believes that with Trump's endorsement of these efforts to serve as a mediator, he can help bring peace to Ukraine serving as a peacemaker. As Patriarch, I have a unique role. My vocation is first and foremost to worship God. And I must also tend to my flock, whether indigenous or pilgrim, Theophilus III told Breitbart News. Yet the Patriarch of Jerusalem is also a peacemaker. Religious leaders around the world possess the spiritual and moral authority to speak into conflicts and promote peace in ways that few others can. The lessons we learn in ministry teach us to listen well, and our positions of leadership enable us to elevate the voices of the downtrodden. I was most humbled to receive President Trump's endorsement in June to serve as a mediator to help bring about a resolution to this conflict. I was deeply humbled by his support in this matter. I'm also grateful for the support this mission has received from the Greek state and from His All Holiness Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew. We in the Patriarchate of Jerusalem are committed to the spiritual mission of reconciliation for the peoples of Ukraine and Russia. In the spirit of the namesake of my friend, the late Pope Francis, I recall the words of Saint Francis of Assisi, "Lord, make me an instrument of your peace." Through fervent prayer, by the grace of God, with the support of the international community, and strengthened by the willingness of all sides to listen actively and reorient our focus toward the flourishing of all, I pray that the Patriarchate may help bring peace to Ukraine. My role is not political. Rather, as a religious leader, it is to keep the channels of communication open and remind those in power of the virtues of dialogue, love, and peacemaking. Theophilus III told Breitbart News that he is working on scheduling meetings soon with both Putin and Zelensky, whom he hopes to have a constructive dialogue with to help achieve peace in the Orthodox world. In this spirit, we are working towards meeting with both President Putin and President Zelensky as part of these very efforts, he said. President Putin is a faithful practicing member of the Orthodox Church and President Zelensky is spiritually reflective and faithful. Both presidents bear considerable responsibilities, and we very much look forward to working with them to open channels of communication and constructive dialogue. Theophilus III also told Breitbart News that it is incredibly painful to see two predominantly Orthodox nations, Ukraine and Russia, fighting with one another and that the Church suffers through this war. We are called to live in harmony with one another, and we lament any disunity among Orthodox churches. St. Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians chapter 12:21, "The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. St. Paul teaches us that we are interconnected and must care for one another. Writing in verse 26, if one member suffers, all suffer together with it, if one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Through this war, the church suffers, he said. As siblings, of course we bicker and have disagreements. But we must always be conscious of our fundamental unity and make serious efforts to repair our relations when there are disagreements. We began this hard and important work in 2020 under the auspices of His Majesty King Abdullah II of Jordan, the Hashemite custodian over Muslim and Christian holy sites in the Holy Land, at the Amman Fraternal Gathering on Dialogue and Unity, where fellow patriarchs and heads of Orthodox churches came together for a fraternal discussion. It is my hope and prayer that gatherings such as this can continue to take place, so the church may be a source of peace rather than a reason for division. When asked what it will take to bring peace to Ukraine, he said it is important for the leaders to start with the basics. As a church, we must work to heal the wounds within the Orthodox Church, so that our fraternal bonds might be strong once again. As countries, my prayer is that Russia and Ukraine can find the means to enter into dialogue, focused not only on the end to hostilities but to the flourishing of Ukrainians and Russians alike, Theophilus III said. Back in 2023, while on an official visit to the Vatican, meeting the late Pope Francis, I committed myself and the Patriarchate of Jerusalem to assist any and all parties on the journey towards reconciliation. This is our spiritual mission. There is one word I want to emphasize, and that is journey. I do not believe reconciliation and peace can happen overnight, but we must begin the process. Let us start with the basics. Those in power must be willing actively to listen to one another. But equally critically, we must listen to the voices of the families, children, and communities who are suffering. We must hear the stories of those who wish to educate their children, live in peace, worship freely, and find community. This requires a reorientation away from marginal gains on the battlefield towards envisioning the future for both countries through the eyes of those removed from the corridors of power, through the eyes of parents trying to build the future for their children. Theophilus III also told Breitbart News that he and church leaders are hopeful as well for peace in Iran and the broader Middle East as well. In Jerusalem, we are weary of war. Our churches in Gaza had only begun to pick up the pieces when Iranian missiles and rockets from the Israeli Iron Dome began flying overhead. My fellow patriarchs and heads of churches of the Holy Land issued a statement calling it a relentless cycle of death, destruction, and frightful suffering. And for you, I recall what we, together, wrote at Easter about this conflict. He quoted next from his Easter message about the war in Iran, where he argued for an end to bloodshed. In keeping with this profound truth, we bid the faithful and all those of goodwill to work and pray ceaselessly for the relief of the countless multitudes throughout the Middle East and beyond who are suffering severely from the ravages of this war, Theophilus III's Easter message reads. Likewise, we appeal to them to advocate and intercede for an immediate end to the bloodshed and for justice and peace to finally prevail throughout our war-torn region, beginning in Jerusalem and extending to Gaza, Lebanon, and all the Holy Land, to the Gulf states and Tehran, and to the ends of the earth. Theophilus III added in a quote to Breitbart News on this point that, we pray for those in power to continue having the courage, determination and strength to show restraint and commit themselves to this hard task of negotiation and reconciliation. Theophilus III also told Breitbart News that Trump can play an incredibly important role in bringing peace to Ukraine, Iran, and the wider world as well. He said Orthodox leaders see in him the protector of Christians worldwide, and he quoted Jesus Christ as his message for the president directly. President Trump is one of the most powerful leaders in the world, Theophilus III said. He does not have a magic wand to wave that can bring peace, but his office, influence, gravitas, and authority make him a vital and central figure in the establishment of peace. We clearly see his sway in what he is doing for Christians around the world. We see in him the protector of Christians. I do not pretend to take the place of his numerous esteemed advisors, but if I were to give advice as the Patriarch of Jerusalem, it would be to empower those working to end the conflict to find hope. This hope is not only in the cessation of fighting, but hope in a vision whereby communities are rebuilt, families are reunited, and children have a secure future. In Jerusalem, when the conflict seems inextricable, we find ourselves at Easter. In that season, we are reminded to choose hope and are reminded of its power. instilled in us is a resurrection hope for the life to come. Yes, but also a transformative hope for the world we live in, that we may all live in the peace of Christ. I would like to leave President Trump with the words of Christ, "Blessed are the peacemakers." More from Theophilus III's interview with Breitbart News is forthcoming.